Well, I'm waiting for Harry. He said he was going to be in soon. Had something to show me. Wonder what that could be. No, it's going to be interesting, whatever it is. It's not going to win. I'm Steve Charney. Harry's my dummy. I'm a ventriloquist. In case you didn't know, maybe you've been tuning in for months, you know, what is that little character that's running around all the time? Was that another guy? Is that a paid actor who has that funny voice? No, it's me changing my voice. I'm a ventriloquist, as I said. We got Robert Klein. We're going to be playing a CD of his from Rhino Records. We also got the Hose Family. They've always got a good song for us. John Cleese and David Frost doing something called The Zookeeper. And we're going to start off with Rolf Harris. Rolf Harris is doing a big hit that was his in England. Never really made it over here, but it's quite funny. It's called Jake the Peg.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cave Theater Restaurant proudly presents the star of our show, Mr. Rolf Harris.
I'm Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddlem, with his extra leg, diddly diddly diddlem. Wherever I go through rain and snow, the people always let me know. There's Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddlem, with his extra leg, diddly diddly diddlem. The day that I was born, oh boy, my father nearly died. Well, he couldn't get my diapers on no matter how he tried. 'Cause I was born with his extra leg, and since that day begun, I had to learn to stand on my own 3 feet. Believe me, that's not fun. I'm Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddlem, with his extra leg, diddly diddly diddlem. Wherever I go through rain and snow, the people always let me know. There's Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddlem, with his extra leg, diddly diddly diddlem. I had a dreadful childhood, really. Well, I suppose I shouldn't moan. Each time they had a three-legged race, I won it on me own. And also I got popular when came the time for cricket. They used to roll my trousers up and use me for the wickets. I'm Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddlem, with his extra leg, diddly diddly diddlem. Wherever I go through rain and snow, the people always let me know. There's Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddlem, with his extra leg, diddly diddly diddlem. I was a dreadful scholar. I found all the lessons hard. Well, the only thing I knew for sure was 3 feet make a yard. To count to 10, I used my fingers, and if I needed more, by getting my shoes and socks off, I could count to 24. I'm... hold it, fellas. Count to 24. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Count to 25. I'm Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddly, with his itchy leg, diddly diddly diddly. Whatever I did, they said was false. They said quick march, I did the quick waltz. And then they shouted at me, put your best foot forward. But which foot? I said, it's very fine for you. You only got a choice of two. But me, I'm Jake the Peg, diddly diddly diddlem, with his extra leg, diddly diddly diddlem.
Wondering why they are singing Timey Kangaroo Down Sport? The end of that? That's because Rolf Harris was the original Timey Kangaroo Down Sport guy. He's the one who did that. He's from Australia. Jake the Peg. Sounds like he came out on stage with three legs. I'm pretty sure he did. Sounded like there was a lot of sight gags there. Okay, it's Knock on Wood here. I'm Steamerino Johnny. And as I said, I've been waiting for Harry. Oh, here he is. Harry! Okay! What's that you brought in?
Oh, I found this in the refrigerator this morning, Steve. I told you I was going to bring it in and show it to you. I have no idea what it is. I thought you could tell me.
Isn't that the salad we made last week?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but... And what are those little blue things on top?
You're right, it can't be salad. Unless they're croutons.
Blue croutons?
How about leftovers of that spinach pie?
We haven't had spinach pie in over 3 months.
Well, that would explain the blue things.
If it was spinach pie, it would be in the shape of a wedge, Steve. I know what it is. Fruit salad.
I don't remember having fruit salad.
Sure we did. Don't you remember the Christmas fruit salad?
Maybe that explains the green trim hanging off the side.
Sure. See those orange specks embedded in the brown background?
Yeah.
Those were the cherries.
I refuse to believe that we've kept fruit salad in our refrigerator since last Christmas.
Actually, wasn't it 2 Christmases ago?
Just throw it out.
Potato skins! It must be potato skins.
That wouldn't explain the blue stuff.
Okay, so it's old potato skins.
Or the red mush?
Very old potato skins.
And the brown che embedded on top?
Very, very old potato skins.
And the day-glow orange?
You know, maybe this is my last semester's school art project.
Just throw it away.
Steve, this is a matter of principle.
If we cleaned our refrigerator out once in a while, this wouldn't happen. Anyway, I know what it is.
Do tell.
It's the peanut butter and pickle sandwich I never finished.
That's disgusting.
So, does that dish look appetizing?
You mean it really is peanut butter and pickle on bread?
No, it isn't. I just remember I finished that sandwich the next night.
Darn, I thought we had it.
Will you just put it in the garbage?
All right. Throw it in there.
Ooh, I didn't realize it had gotten so hard.
Steve, I have a sneaky suspicion we're not finished with that food blob.
Why do you say that, Harry?
Take a close look in the garbage can.
Yeah?
Doesn't it look like the thing is starting to heave and move a little bit?
Yeah, I see that.
Steve, it started to grow.
I went to Alfred to be a doctor. A few things got in my way. Organic chemistry, inorganic chemistry, physics, zoology, biology, reading, comprehension, attendance, behavior, talent, and inclination. Other than that, I was destined to become a physician, you know. Became a history of political science major, which is the perfect preparation for comedy, as far as I can discern. That's the one you really have to go for, you know. And I was a young fellow. I was 16 when I went to Alfred, took the Erie Railroad to Hornell, New York. And it was broadening. There's a kid from the Bronx, like Holden Caulfield. I have a couple of suits. I look out the window. I see, it's got a big tumor hanging from it. It's a freak, man. Call a vet. That's ridiculous. It's cruel, you know. Thought it was a Dalmatian. Immediately, I realized that everyone on the southern tier or in western New York talked like that, and I talked like this. And I was very self-conscious about it and all that. And I've come to love all regionalisms. People in Atlanta speak in questions. You know, last week went to see my mother-in-law. You know, you're talking to me? You know, you're asking me if you went to see your mother? And then we went to the Braves game. Well, I don't know. Did you go? With your mother-in-law? And then we went home to see Stone Mountain, you know? No. That's why they lost the Civil War. The troops couldn't understand the commands. They were very equivocal, you know, charge. One of the things I worry about is that by the 21st century, everything may become so homogenized that the wonderful diversity of America could disappear, and that Seattle and Texas and New Orleans and New York will be one. You won't be able to tell the difference. We went to a place called Thibodaux, Louisiana, about 3 months ago. It's about an hour from New Orleans. And you ever hear of the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado? This city has the presence of mind to be a mile below sea level. Someone in Minneapolis takes a shower, these people have to leave their homes. They're the ones you always see in the CBS News. Well, we just had to rebuild again, you know. Take a hint, you know, live on a pontoon or in the mountains. I mean, you know. Good hands people will be there shortly, but anyway. I was coming down there performing at college, and they wanted to make me a Cajun feast. Guy says to this old Cajun, he says, Billy, how many squirrel you got in there? He says, I got six. No, I make that seven squirrel. I said, squirrel? Surely it's a euphemism. Surely they cannot mean those industrious little creatures in Central Park with the bushy tails. Clearly they do. Squirrel, you know, he asked him, how's it taste? Like chicken, that's what they say about it. Well, it depends how you cook it, Robert, which is a nice cop-out, too. They have to make this roux, an intensely flavorful sauce that they cook for 11 hours. The most intense flavors, you know, the nitroglycerin of the flavor world here. This is to squelch whatever little waft of rodentia may escape this thing. Any way you look at it, a squirrel is a rat with good public relations.
Robert Klein. Regionalisms. It's knock on wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry's brought in this food blob from our refrigerator, and we can't tell what it is. We thought it might have been a fruit salad from one or two Christmases ago, or maybe potato skins or spinach pie, but we pretty much ruled it all out. We threw it in the garbage can, and now it seems to be growing.
It's starting to resemble the jello I made a few weeks back, Steve.
Whatever it is, or was, it's grown out of the dish it was housed in, and it's beginning to cover the inside of the garbage can.
But, Steve, how can it grow? It's not alive!
I believe that the cold from the refrigerator kept its molecular growth to a bare minimum, and the warmth from the environment of the radio station created a catalyst that started a chain reaction of a nuclear growth pattern. But don't worry about it, because it's going to stop in another second or two.
It is?
Of course. Probably was retracted because of the frigid climate it was housed in. Its expansion is only natural, considering the warmer temperature of this room.
Gee, Steve, I didn't know you were so smart.
Well, I try to keep a low profile, Harry. I mean, this is a children's show, after all, and... Well, I wouldn't want to intimidate my younger listeners with my expansive intelligence. That's why I only appear like I'm a dope. But underneath this comic exterior lies a mind of intelligence, cunning, and wit.
I had no idea. And here I thought you were just a jerk.
No, my little friend. I'm a sharp, insightful...
Hold it, Steve, hold it. Are you sure that food blob is going to stop growing? Because it's taken over most of the garbage can, and it doesn't appear to be abating.
Believe me, Harry, it will stop any second. Now, as I was saying, I'm working on a theory that may revolutionize quantum physics. What it does is...
Hold it, Steve! It's starting to swim over the top of the garbage can. I'm getting worried.
Harry, if it makes you feel any better, here's a broom handle. Just poke it down a little so it doesn't ooze out of the sides and stain the rug.
Thanks, Steve.
Now, the problem with quantum physics is it doesn't go far enough.
Steve, I'm poking it, but it doesn't seem to be doing much.
Don't poke, hit.
I'm hitting! I'm hitting! It's just growing bigger and faster.
Well, keep hitting.
I think I'm just making it angry.
How can it be angry? It's not alive.
It's out of the can, Steve. It's coming after me.
Oh, Harry, you love to exaggerate. Can I get back to explaining my thesis on quantum mechanics here?
Steve, it's got my leg, and it's growing bigger.
All right, Harry, throw me the broom if it makes you feel any better.
Help! Help!
Good, I'll just give it a whack like this.
Oh, it works, Steve! And let go! I'm gonna move over here!
Harry, it's only food.
Steve, it's following me around the room, and it's continuing to grow!
You know, maybe you're right. I think we better get it out of here. Open the door. I'll try to corral it into the newsroom.
All right, Steve. I think I got it. Okay, go!
Get, come on, get out of here. Naughty food, bad food. Go away, go away. It's going, Harry. Now, let's get it out in the hall. Then I want you to close this door so he doesn't sneak back in and run and open the newsroom door down the hall so we can push him inside. When that's done, we'll come back and observe him from in here through the window.
Right, Steve. Get going. Yeah, yeah. It's a little like rounding up cattle, Steve.
There he goes, Harry. Now, I'm going to join you. Close the door. We did it, Hare! We did it!
Wow, Steve, that was close. At one point, he really turned on you, didn't he?
Well, lucky I took fencing lessons as a kid. And you did a good job getting that newsroom door open and closed at the right moment.
Look at him in there, Steve. He's one mad food blob. What are we gonna do now?
I'm calling the fire department. They'll know what to do.
My feet are killing me. Can we get out of here, Ethel?
Goodness, darling, do you have this in a...
God, how I hate this mall.
Be honest, do you think he'll like this?
Will that be cash or charge, ma'am?
Look, Mom! There's Santa, and there's no one on his lap! Come on!
Ho, ho, ho! Climb right up here, little girl. What's your name?
Hannah Hose.
H-O-S-E?
No, Santa, two O's.
Oh, like Roosevelt. Let's see. Hannah Hose? Young lady, I'm afraid we have a little problem here. We gotta talk.
Santa, I've a very short list, This is my wish. Santa, let me go to Fun Town every summer sundown. I need more fish. One TV set, a puppy be a good pet. Santa, can't I please get a private jet?
Young girl, no need to be listing. Presents aren't existing this year for you. Young girl, Rudolph says you're bad. You disrespect your dad and your mother, too. I have seen that you've been very mean. Your ears are never clean and your navel, too.
Santa, that was my twin sister. Let me end my list or I'll torque your beard.
Young girl, there is no mistake here. You have had a bad year, now don't get weird.
You fat clown.
You better settle down.
Your butt is way too round.
Hey, watch it, kid.
Santa, please ignore this last part. Let me have a new start. I lost my cool.
No way. The rules are very clear, girl. The punishment's severe, girl. And I'm no fool.
You big slob boy, don't you get a job? You're as phony as a goblin. I want my stuff.
Santa, I've a very short list. A very, very short list. This is my wish.
The Hose family. They're up in Maine. Oh, man, this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. For those of you tuning in late, let me tell you what's happening here. I'm waiting for the fire department to turn up to save us from this horrible food blob that Harry brought in from our refrigerator. We don't know what it is, but it's been sitting in there for weeks or months or maybe even years. And the food blob attacked Harry, so we forced it out of here and into the newsroom next door, where I can observe it through the window here. The other thing is, I don't know where Harry went. He stepped out and said he'd be right back. But he isn't. I don't know what's going on. Oh, that's either him or the fire department.
Yeah, is this Knock on Wood?
It is.
What's the problem here? I'm from the fire department.
Thanks for coming so quickly. Look, take a look through this window.
Holy cannoli! Look at that ugly beast. It has a face like a squeezed artichoke.
It may very well be a squeezed artichoke. Look, we have to get rid of that thing some way.
So, why'd you call the fire department?
Well, I thought you guys always dealt with stuff like this. You know, cats getting stuck in trees, monsters getting stuck in newsrooms.
Firemen getting stuck in dumb radio shows.
Why don't you use your fire hose?
All right. I'll give it a shot.
Good.
Here goes.
Go ahead.
I'm a-going.
See you later.
So long.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Do I have to go?
Just do your job and be a man.
All right. Just through the door here, huh?
Then down the hall and into the other door.
All right. Here goes.
Great. There he goes. It's too bad that the newsroom is soundproof so we won't actually hear him do battle with a blob. But at least I can see it, and I'll report to you what's happening. Oh, there he is now. He's entering the newsroom, cautiously. The blob looks curious. The blob looks interested. The blob looks hungry. The fireman's now threatening the blob with the end of his fire hose. The blob has just eaten the fire hose. It doesn't look too good for the home team. And now... Oh, it's too horrible to tell you. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, if this wasn't a children's show, No, I can't tell you. It's too terrible. Oh, the poor man. Oh, and he's so young, too. Oh, that one must have hurt. A right, a left. Is there no mercy left in the world? Wait. The fireman has managed to escape. He's out. He's coming back.
Oh, my goodness. this. Oh, gracious me.
The fire hose didn't work, huh?
Didn't work. Listen, buddy, you need the whole fire department for this one. I'm getting out of here.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Ha! Sorry.
Maybe I should call the zoo next.
A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charms. D, you're delightful. E, you're exciteful. F, you're a feather in my arms. G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L, is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, V, I could go on all day. Q, R, S, T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You made my life complete. V means you're very sweet. W, X, Y, Z. Oh, it's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me. All together. A,
wish I could be your number one fellow.
To tell you what you mean to.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Boy, am I ever stuck on you.
To tell you what you mean to me.
Ooh. Sharon Lois and Bram from their album Smorgasbord. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. Harry brought in a dish of food that's been in our icebox for who knows how long. We put it in the garbage can and it started growing. It's about as large as a bear. Eventually we herded it into the newsroom where I'm keeping an eye on it through the window. I don't know where Harry is. We called the fire department, but a fireman came and lost the battle with a blob. You should see it. It's in there heaving and panting, roaming around the newsroom, looking for something to devour. Looks very dangerous. This will teach me to clean out my refrigerator more often. Who knows what monsters are slowly being created in there? And, oh, here's Harry.
Hey, Steve, I've got it! I've got it!
Got what, Harry?
The answer to our problems!
Where have you been?
I ran home to get something that could battle the blob.
What's that you brought in?
It's a dish of meatloaf we made a few months ago, Steve. It was sitting in the refrigerator.
Let's see it. No, Harry, I don't think that's meatloaf. That looks more like lasagna we made for Easter.
No, no, Steve, I remember throwing that out.
Well, I threw out the meatloaf out a few weeks ago.
Maybe it's chocolate pudding. That would explain the deep canyons going through the middle.
Yeah, if it's chocolate pudding, why is it blue with fuzz on it?
That's the topping.
Maybe it's a blue peach.
Or fuzzy jello.
Look, let's not get into this again. We have a monster loose in the other room. Well, what's your plan?
All right. We throw this dish in with it and see what happens. Maybe they'll fight.
That is the stupidest idea I've ever heard of.
What, you got a better way of resolving this skit?
No, I guess not.
Then let me get to work here. We don't have much time before the show is over. I'll be right back, Steve.
He's really going to do it. There he goes. I hear him running down the hall. Okay, the newsroom door is opening. Harry's throwing the dish with that other food blob in. All right, he's closed the door quickly, and he's heading back. Here he comes.
I did it, Steve! I did it! Okay, now let's see what happens.
Harry, that jello or whatever it is, it's growing.
And the first food blob is trying to eat it.
Yeah, but the other guy's avoiding him while he grows. Wait, now he's spun around. They're facing each other. Harry, it looks like a Mexican standoff.
Hey, that's what it is. It's a taco I had last month.
Wait, one of them pounced. They're wrestling each other to the ground. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, I can't watch. Oh, maybe this show should be rated R, Harry. It's too much for a children's show.
They're going at each other's throats.
They have throats?
Well, at each other's... whatever that thing is hanging from the fuzzy part.
They're ripping into each other. Oh, look, Harry, they're slowly getting smaller.
They're devouring each other. Man, they're fast eaters.
They're only about half the size they were. They're blending together in a mad flurry of destructive activity.
Look, Steve, they're rolling over on the floor. They're kicking and punching and biting and swallowing.
Oh, it's too much to look. If you want to turn off your radios, now maybe you should, because it's too horrible to look at. It's too horrible to listen to. It's too horrible to be described. They're only about as big as brownies. How is it possible? How can food eat food?
Well, you are what you eat, Steve.
They're slowing down.
There's not much left of them.
One more bite from both of them at the same time, and...
they're gone! We did it, Steve! We did it!
Put her there, huh? Wow, that was close. And just in time for the end of the show, too.
Yeah. What are you going to do now, Steve?
What do you mean, what am I going to do? What do you think? I'm going home to clean out my refrigerator.
Oh.